Okay, let's begin our discussion of Parshas Ekev, Tavshin Pei Dalet. We're usually not here for this Parsha. Here back in Beit Shemesh, Eretz Yisrael, but Baruch Hashem, we are here, and let us get into Parshas Ekev, which is, again, jam-packed. You can't put one Parsha against the other and say for Dvarim, but every one is just greater than the next one. Every Pasuk here, as we've mentioned in the past, the greatest Musar Sefer in history is Sefer Dvarim. Every third Pasuk is a pep talk, is jam-packed by Moshe Rabbeinu. Last week, of course, the Aseres HaDibros and Shema and the Asisa Yashavah Tov. And in this Parsha again, Kol HaMitzvah and Beram Levavecha, Shema, another Shema Yisrael, so many psukim that define us. Okay, so we start off with the beginning of the Parsha, Vaya Ekev Tishma'un, the Ekev. So many pshatim about what that means, and we're going to have another pshat, the Derech Drush, this year also. From the first source, the Yismach Yisrael, one of my Talmidim, a few weeks ago, gave me a set of Yismach Yisrael. He's a descendant or his family is from Alexander Hasidim. So the Yismach Yisrael is from one of the Alexander Rebbes, the second one, 1853 to 1910. Alexander Hasidim were the second biggest Hasidis in Poland before the war, and Rachman al-Islam, they were mostly all killed out in the Holocaust, right near Lodz. He had no children, so whenever we learn Torah from someone who had no children, you know, we fulfill his charge of puravu through Torah. Says the Alexander Rebbe, the Yismach Yisrael, V'haya Ekev Tishmu'un, again, what does that mean? How do you read the Pasuk? Ekev Tishmu'un. So Rashi already says, Ekev Mitzvah Shadam Dash Ba'keva, the mitzvahs that are easy, that people step on, but maybe there's a deeper idea of what Ekev means and the continuation. Es HaMishpatim Ha'elo Shmartem Vasisim Osam, these laws, guard them and do them. V'shamar Hashem Alekech Alachas Habris Vasachesed. So he has a way to understand these psukim al derech drush based on a pasuk later in the parsha. And that is, V'ato Yisrael Mo Hashem Alekech Hashoel Me'imach. Hear Israel, what does Hashem ask of you? What all you have to do is Yiras Hashem. That's all you got to do. Just Yiras Shemayim. Say, ask the Gemara in Brachas Daf Lama Gimel. He quotes it. Yadua atu yira milta zidrasihi. What? That's it, Yiras Shemayim is so easy? Well, what does Hashem want from you? Just have Yiras Shemayim. That's so easy. And the Gemara answers, yeah. Lagave Moshe milta zidrasihi. Yeah, for Moshe Rabbeinu is easy. That's the Gemara. And asks the Olam, okay, but what does that have to do with me? So for Moshe Rabbeinu, it was easy. So the kasha still stands. For everybody else besides Moshe Rabbeinu, it wasn't easy. Right? So what exactly, how are you supposed to understand that Gemara? Hajakush l'duchte. Halal gabi Yisrael, zeh lo milsa zedrasa. Right? It's not easy. So Venira says the Yismach Yisrael on line 10. Tine muva b'svar makadoshim shlosha tanaya tshuva. He quotes, there are three conditions, three aspects of tshuva. And he quotes this from a Rabbeinu Yonah. I gave you the Rabbeinu Yonah, if you want to turn over for a second. Rabbeinu Yonah in source number 3 on the back. Haderach HaShlishi, he quotes, an aspect of tshuva is, a major aspect of tshuva is accepting Musar and accepting Tochacha. Kasher Yishma Musar HaChachamim VaHamuchichim. When somebody hears a message, rebuke, of those wise or those who giving rebuke, Yakshiv v'yishma v'yikana v'yachzer b'tshuva. What's our reaction when we hear criticism? What's our reaction when we hear that we're not doing something correctly? It's very hard. Remember, we've quoted in the past, the smak says it's a separate mitzvah saseh daraisa to accept criticism, to accept tochacha. Right, so Rabbeinu Yonah says, part of tshuva, a major part of tshuva is listening, lowering myself. Each one of those. Remember, in every word of a Rishon, we're medayik. Yakshiv, v'yishma, v'yikana, v'yachzer b'tshuva. And go return in tshuva. V'yikabel b'libo kol divrei tochachos. And accept in my heart the words. Accept to do better. V'shelo yigra davar midivrayim. And not to leave anything out. V'hinei, let's keep reading Rabbeinu Yonah, and then we'll go back to the Yismach Yisrael. V'hinei ho'ish hazeh, berega katon. In a moment, this person, in a moment, right when a person accepts and realizes that he has to do better, and he decides, yetze me'afeila l'argadol. He already is in light. Source number 3. He's already in light. Ki eis asher yazin v'yaskis levavo. Right when he understands and he hears, yavin v'shav v'yikabel b'yom shamo divrei amochiach, I accept to do it. I want to do it. V'kayim alav lios ose. K'chol asher yiru tovsei ha-Torah. Merayom ezev alamayla. And I say whatever the God's will is, I will try to do it from here on in. Lihi zoher v'asher yashiru yodei bina li'itim. To be careful about all of those that follow. Also b'yado ha-tshuva. Tshuva has gone up in my hand. V'nepach l'sha'acher. I become a different person, as the Rambam describes in Hilchos Tshuva. And again, he continues, and this is what this Bach Yisrael is going to focus on. Again, the moment that I accept, I hear the words of Tochacha, and I say, I'm listening to a drasha, and I'm listening to a shmuz. I read a Dvar Torah, and I accept in my heart, I want to do better. I want to change. V'gamar alav kacha bilvavo, and I decide, kana lenafsho zechus v'schar. I already get ki'ilu, I've done it. Ki'ilu, I've done it. Remember that Rambam? The Rambam says, if you decide, what's real tshuva? When the yodea ta'alumos, when the one who knows our innermost thoughts can be made, that we're not going to do it again. We always do it again. What does that mean? How do we ever do tshuva? The answer is at that moment, this is what we want. This is our ratzon. At that moment. And if this is our ratzon, this is what we want. So then this is what we get credit for. Ashrei ki tzideid tzadik nafsho b'sha kala. And that's v'yelchu v'yasu, he quotes. B'nei Yisrael went and did it. V'chi miyad asu, v'alo asu et arba asu l'chodesh. They went on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, in Chodesh Elachem. They didn't do it yet. Elakiven shekiblu aleim lasos, male aleim hakasav kilu asu miyad. If they decided, so that decision is as if they did it. And then even asked, I thought some of this was the Yisbach Yisrael, but it's all Rabbeinu Yonah. And that's the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Kol shemaisav merubin mechachmaso. If my actions are more and greater than my wisdom. And ask the Mefarshim on Mishnah, how could that ever be? You act based on your wisdom. How could you ever get credit for doing something, and that could be more than your more than what you know? Kol shemaisa meruba mechachmaso chachmaso meskayemes. Shemar nasev enishma. What does that mean? How do you get more schar for, right, meisim before? So he explains. Somebody who accepts, because I accept to do it. I obviously have to try my best to follow through. B'yakiyayish asher kibal al nafshu b'leiv ne'eman. I accept with a full heart. Lishmar v'lasos al piyat Torah. Asher yoruhu. I accept to do whatever Hashem tells me to do. V'al piyat mishpat asher yomru lo ayoshvim al ha-mishpat. Yesh b'yadu men ayom hazeh schar al kol ha-mitzvos. Right? There is from that day schar. Al asher shama azno midivrei Torah. V'chulu. Says Rabbeinu Yonah in his Shari Tshuva. So with that whole idea, when I hear a tshuva, I lower myself and I accept to do better and I accept to do tshuva and I even get the credit. And I get the credit, says the Yisbach Yisrael now, going back to the first source. And remember the Gemara that we just saw about Moshe Rabbeinu Milsa Zadrasi. The Nira. Did he move up his Ramakadoshim back to line 11? Shlosha Tanoya Tshuva. And this is the third one. Lishmoa Ledivrei Amochiach. To listen to the one who's giving the rebuke. Hainu Shiyakabel Al Atzmo Mehayom Bahala. Lasos kechol asher yomer lo amochiach. From today on in, except to do the words of the mochiach. V'chein Rabbeinu Yonah, quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. Kivan shekibo lav lasos, hagam shelo yada. I didn't do it yet, and I don't even know all the details. El shekibo lasmo be'emes, shemiyad sheyivadu lo hamitzvos. Miyad yasosan, I want to keep Shabbos, I just don't know all the laws of Shabbos. So, but I accept that I'm going to keep it as I learn it, I get the credit. I get the credit, and I quote the pasuk in Daniel, "Menayom arishon asher nasata elibcha," from the time of the Kabbalah. So says the Yisbach Yisrael now on the top left, "Ubazen avara kasuf." Hainu. What's the pasuk? Hainu shapirish ba pasuk ukein. What's the Gemara? And then we're going to get back to the first pasuk. Yeah, regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, it's small. What does it doesn't mean? He flips the Gemara. Unbelievable. What does it mean, Moshe Rabbeinu? It's small. No, it means if your mochiach is Moshe Rabbeinu, Milsa Zadrasi is for you. If Moshe Rabbeinu is giving you the Musi, you're not going to listen. It's not going to be easy. You're not going to be inspired. Legabe Moshe Rabbeinu as the Mochiach. And somebody accepts Milsa Zadrasi. Legabe Moshe, Hainu, Kasher, Hoya, La'am Yisrael, Mochiach, Gadol, Ke Moshe Rabbeinu. when there was Am Yisrael, a great mochiach, asher dvarav hayu kerishvei eish b'shaleves Hashem. Right, their words are like fire. Milsas adrasahi. It was easy. It's easy to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'nakel atzlam l'shmo l'kol moram u'l'kabal atzlam l'shmo el kol asher yora osam. And that's what the Gemara means. Milsas adrasahi. We just have to have it ki'ilu Moshe Rabbeinu is giving us Musar. Right, the Minchas Chinuch even asks Akasha. Again, there's many answers. Minchas Chinuch in one place asks Akasha, why is it, right, there's an Isser not to listen to a Navi? And if I don't listen to a Navi, I'm Chayav Misa. So why isn't, whenever I do an Aveira, I should be Chayav Misa because I'm not listening to the Moshe Rabbeinu? Right, because Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Torah. So there are answers to that question. There's a difference between Torah's Moshe and Nevuah's Moshe. There's a difference between the two. But that just reflects that the whole Torah, we should be thinking about Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is our Rebbe. And that's what he says. That's how you read that Gemara. Good. So now, v'ikra to'elas gadol, v'to'elas gadol, v'eitza yu'utzahi, l'zakos l'kabalahi. So how do we do it? How do we accept to do better? How do we, you know, motivate ourselves that we could change and listen to the mochiach? L'val yechalila ba'atzvas al kol asher asa, and not to be despondent based on what I've done and the mistakes I've made. Classic Hasidic style, to know Hashem loves you. To be so happy that Hashem is the one in charge. And Hashem always has his hands open for us to do tshuva. He always wants us to come back. He never pushes us away. And we can talk about, and it's been talked about, the uniqueness of the concept of tshuva, of wiping out the past. What a matana. Tshuva was one of the seven items created before the world was created. Hashem gave us a healing for all of our sins, Yachuva. Ubrega katon yuchalios biri chadash, and I can become a different person. A different person, like a katon shenor, like the Rambam's beautiful lashon. Emesh haya, and this is the Rambam himself talking, this Rambam. You know, many Rambams are based how he formulates Gemaras, but this is, as we said before, the Rambam wrote Hilchas Tshuva. He created Hilchas Tshuva. There was no Hilchas Tshuva before the Rambam. Right, all of the end of Maseches Yuma has many Mamari Chazal, and they're scattered throughout other places, but there was never Hilchos Tshuva for the Rambam. Now that the Rambam came up with Hilchos Tshuva, now we have Shari Tshuva for Rabbeinu Yonah, and we have other Pirushim on the Rambam. You can't move in Tshuva without the Rambam. So the Rambam writes there, Emesh, yesterday, earlier, Hayasanui, Meshukatz, Meruchat, Toeva, hated, disgusting, distant, abominable, Vahayomu ahuv v'nechmad karov yedid, and today we're close, beloved, desired. V'chein masha v'gemara v'chulu. So that power has to give us such simcha that if we're ever told that you could do better, okay, amazing, I accept. I accept to do it. And I'll be besimcha on that. What does this all have to do with us? So let's read the pasuk again, taking every word. V'haya. V'haya. Ekev tishmuun. Vehaya. Chazal say, ein vahaya, ela lashon simcha. Vayehi is lashon tsar. Vayehi b'mei achashverosh. Vayehi b'mei shvot ha-shoftim. Vahaya is lashon simcha. Yeh tamid b'simcha lashon zachal yaz b'yov di Hashem arachman. So vehaya, if you stay b'simcha, so then, ekev tishmuun, just listening and accepting and deciding, Hainu shetakabel alecha lelech b'derech atova yashar, accepting to go in the path. V'lasos is kol ha-mishpatim ha'ela, and to do all these laws. Az b'schus ha-simcha v'habitachon, b'schus that simcha and acceptance, ekev tishmon, u'shmartem v'asisem osam, to guard them and to do them, v'shamar Hashem l'kecha l'cha. Hashem will be shomer for you. What's shomer? As we know, Shomer, we know Va'aviv Shamaras Adavar, he quotes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mamtenu Mitzapim Maso Yavo, he's waiting for us. So this first pasuk is telling us, and maybe it's not a coincidence, that this is always the second half of Av, right, getting ready for Elul, accept, decide, you know, a yearn. Tizke l'chesed agadol, v'tizke be'emes l'tshuva, ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu shomer, shemamtim emachesed v'omine b'tzape, he's waiting for us with a little his orus, and in that way, we will be able to come back to him. So it's the attitude of simcha, and it's the acceptance of a wanting to do better. Okay, So we start off in the world of Chasidus, and now we go back to the world of Brisk and the Brisker Rav. Source number 4, the Brisker Rav discusses the flow of the Psukim. Just to understand the Psukim, remember Moshe Rabbeinu was giving us a history lesson and reminding us everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. So if we start with Pasuk Yurches, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Kisomar Bilvavcha, Rabim HaGoyim Ha'ela Mimeni Eicha Ucha Lahorisham. If you ever say in your heart, right, there are so many nations, how could I, that's another Eicha, Eicha Ucha Lahorisham. How can I vanquish them? How can I overcome them? So says the Torah, Lotira Mehem, do not fear them. Zachar Tiskaris Asher Asa Hashem Lakecha L'Faro L'Loch Mitzrayim, remember everything I did to Paro and Egypt. Hamasos Agdolas Asher Roinecha, the amazing miracles. V'osos V'amovsim, the amazing wonders. V'yada Chazaka V'azura Netuya. All these things, Kenyas Hashem L'Kecha L'Kol Amim Asher will do it. Pasechaf, V'gamas Atzira, and remember the hornets. Remember those little, the creatures, insects. Yishalach Hashem L'Kecha Bom. Hashem will also send aravod hanisharim v'hanistarim b'manach until those that are remaining and hiding from you will also be removed. Lo taros mipneim, don't fear them. Hashem lekecha b'karbecha. So the Griz wonders about the flow of these psukim. Hashem says, if you say, how am I going to conquer them? Don't fear. Remember everything I did for you in Mitzrayim. Remember the tzira. Don't fear. So it says, is there just repetition here? Hashem says, Lo tira mehem in Yudches, and also Lo tarots mipneihem in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, and the two psukim in between. So Brisker Rav says, there is no kefal psukim here. There's two points. There are two ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us in our victories in battle. Nira b'irak suvim, source number 4. Tinei b'parshim mishpatim ksiv, v'shalachti etzat sira lefanecha. Hashem says, I'm going to send the tzira. By the way, what's the tzira? Rashi quotes here in our parsha. The tzira is min sheretz ha'of, a type of bird, a sheretz ha'of. Shaisa zorakas b'hem mara. They used to stay on the flying insect that they used to stay at the shore, shoot out their poison. It would go out to the other side, umesar sasan, and injure them, umesame sinem, and blind them. It will get into all, wherever they're hiding, through the air. You have this this poison that goes through the air. So Rashi already quotes the tzira. So asks the Griz, why isn't the tzira enough? You don't need, I'm going to help conquer, and the masos akdolos, Hashem will take care. Bemez kfar dai b'tzira levan, l'garish is kol umos, me'aret Yisrael. Ulam says the Griz, no, we need two types of ashgacha. Or Hashem operates in two types of ashgacha, and we recognize and play off of each of those. Ulam, yesh, nisim, gluyim, v'yesh, nisim, nistarim. Shebeshaita mein adam roa osam. There are open miracles and there are hidden miracles. So-called the miracle. What does a miracle mean? Hashem's doing it. But there's miracles that we don't know. There's miracles that are hidden. V'nafkamina, what's the nafkamina between an open miracle and a hidden miracle? How much fear I have. If I see what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing, I'm not fearful, right? I don't have so much anxiety. I see the Bnei Yisrael and Mitzrayim when they kept seeing the Makkos, okay, that's great. The Shibizmacha Anisim Gluyim V'Kol Ron Osam B'Shaitam, when the miracles are open and everyone sees them, Mele Ain Sham Sham Gamora B'Fachad Klal. There's no anxiety. There's no fear. Acharei Shanisim Gluyim Le'Ein Yakol V'Kol Ron. Everybody sees Ki Hashem Hu Anilcham Lahem. We don't know, and so many times we don't know. We don't know when Hashem, how many explosions happen in enemy territory based on bombs that they're trying to bring to us. Nobody sees them. Right? Even we can know in our head that Hashem is acting for us, but there's still fear and trepidation. Who knows? If an ace is happening, it's all hidden. The insects, we didn't see anything. We saw these flies, these insects, and then the poison flew through the air to the other side of the Yarden. No, we have no idea. As we just read, so these are the psukim. Right, what does Hashem say? Lo tira mehem. What's the first zachar tizkor? He goes through the nisim gluyim. That sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu works through nisim gluyim, and it'll be obvious, and there won't be any. So don't fear, and you won't fear. Vagamis hatzira. That's a nis nistar. Lo tarots mepedehem. Ki Hashem alokecha bikerbecha kel gadol v'nora. Hashem is with you there too. Trust at all times in history, I'm on your side. Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, whether you see me or not, whether I'm Ashkiach min achalonos or whether I'm Metzis min acharakim, Kodesh Baruch Hu is there with us. The battlefield is a makam mashchina. And the Gris says that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is imparting to Klal Yisrael, this message of the two types of Ashkacha and the two types of Nis. Okay. Moving right along to the Rashi on Kol HaMitzvah. Perachas Pasuk Aleph. Kol HaMitzvah Asher Anochi Misavcha Yom Tishbur and Lasos. All the mitzvah. And Rashi is bothered. Kol ha-mitzvos. Should be all the mitzvos, plural. I mean, all the mitzvah. Years ago, we discussed the Arachayim HaKadosh. Unbelievable pshat on this pasuk, the Arachayim. All the body parts. Feel free to review that. But Rashi quotes, kol ha-mitzvah is, number one, kipshuto. Right? It means all each and every mitzvah. U'medrush agada im hischalta b'mitzvah gemarosa. If you start at a mitzvah, finish it. Because the mitzvah is only called by the one who finishes it. The bones of Yosef that Bnei Yisrael brought up from Mitzrayim, they buried in Shechem. Bnei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu carried them for 40 years. Bnei Yisrael carried them for a month. Who gets the credit? Bnei Yisrael carried them. Because they didn't finish it, so it's called by Klal Yisrael. Finishing the mitzvah. So if you look in the Chamudei Daniel, so Daniel Stein's Sefer, it's a Likut, he quotes three or four ideas connected to this that is fascinating. So Hamasla b'mitzvah omrim lo gemar. So he quotes the Rashi. So the emphasis. So first he just quotes a gematria. Because the gematria from the stipler and the Birchas Peretz in source number 5, that you have to just have like numbers floating in your head in order to do some of these gematrias. Mitzavcha hayom tishmarun is gematria, maschel b'mitzvah omrim lo gemar. Okay, we'll trust him on that. But that's the that's that. But he quotes a number of other mamari chazal on the next two pages that I gave you. I didn't give you the whole thing, but I gave you parts of his piece on the next page in source number 6. First he quotes, V'chei matzina b'medrash. Rebbe Omer. The Rebbe says, who are these chayos? Hashem created chayos. Elu ashedim shebar Kadosh Baruch Hu as nishmasan. Ubalavaro says gufan. V'kidesh haShabbos v'lo baran. Hashem was in the middle, so to speak, of creating. He created man, and then he was going to create shedim, more people, and he had to stop because it was Shabbos. Not that Hashem didn't know what time it was, but that's what the Medrash says. It was an unfinished, a shade is an unfinished project. Right, the Gemara says, right, that they're a little bit like angels, they're a little bit like people. They're an unfinished product. Unfinished products are never good. Unfinished products. And that's what this is. Right, the Hispik HaKadosh Baruch Hu Levaroth Nishpasam Elo Gufan, Umizei Yatzu V'Noldu HaShedim, Shem Ruchos Haroz, Harot V'Mes HaAdam B'Meshach Yimei Chayav. And that's a sakana, he quotes from the Altar from Kelm, who learns from this Medrash. You start something, go through with it. Don't stop in the middle. There'll be these powers of, we didn't finish, he didn't finish. And this kitrug prosecuting forces that we should have finished. Again, obviously in the case where we could have finished. And he quotes from the Kutzker Rebbe, a Jewish on the Pasuk by Har Sinai. He shamru lachem alos bahar. Warned them from going up the mountain, unigoa bikatsehu, and touching the edge, called the Nogea Bahar Mos Yumas. So he quotes from the Kutzker in Emes Vemuna, again, Alderach Drush, he shamu lachem alos bar, warned them from going up the mountain, from starting a project. Kshadam rotzel alos alakadosh baruch, when you want to go up, lahaschileza mitzvah mena mitzvahs, tizor alos says, kalahar, go up the whole mountain. Go up the whole mountain. Shimrak yiga bikseihar, if you are negoa bikatseyu, You only touch the edge. You only go up a little bit. Klomar. Imrak yaschlas ha-mitzvah v'lo yigmar osa. Shubi v'chinas anugo ha-bekatzeyu. Kolonogia b'har mos yumas. That's not acceptable. It's not acceptable. You go up the mountain, go up the mountain. Hainu she-maschlas ha-mitzvah v'eino gomra. Gorma adam la-atzmo yoser nezek v'tzar. It's worse than you not even started. You start a project and you leave it, again, in a situation where you could and should have finished. If you start a project and you want to finish and it's out of your control, okay, fine. But if not, he says that's more dangerous. Uba MS line 31. Echan mea tachpulos ha'ikariel shel yetzahara. One of the great strategies of the yetzahara sheshmo Samael, who la'orer es ha'adam lahaschel mitzvah gedola v'chashuva ach la'akev oso. Ulafsuka b'emsas yoso. Sometimes the yetzahara knows he's not going to win. So he'll tell us to start a project and he'll convince us to start a major project. A huge project. That is, it's not so much in the realm of reality, but it's, or we won't think it is. Kimavur b'sar makadoshim. Shesamael u'rashe tevis, siya mesechta ein lasos. Okay, don't finish. Don't finish, Samael, don't finish. L'chein matzinu etzal Avram Avinu. And he quotes from the Chafetz Chaim, again, amazing likud. The Chafetz Chaim says this, but I think we discussed this years ago in the Parsha Shir. It says, v'yetzu l'alechaz arza kenan, v'yavo arza kenan. Amram Avinu went to go to Eretz Canaan, and guess what? He came to Eretz Canaan. Bira Chavetz Chaim. Shalo rakayesh edaito shal Avram alechaz Eretz Canaan. Not only was it his das to go v'hizchel and soa, elohu gam siyem es anasiyah. He got there. Hisik es b'chotz chefso, v'kiyem es machshavoso. What does it say by Terach in the same context? Vayetsu l'alechaz Eretz Canaan, v'yavo ad charon v'yeshu sham. He didn't make it. He started. He started to go to Eretz Canaan. Are we Charan followers or are we Avraham followers? Right, Charan starts things; it doesn't get there. We got to be Bnei Avraham. We're Bnei Avraham, and that's why we can make it. But the plan, Rabbi Stein here says, the strategy is then small steps, small projects, little by little. V'yishlul momikan, right in the middle. She'en lo lahaskel mitzvahs rabos. V'tochnias gedolos. Don't try. Again. Somebody says, I want to start dafyomi. Don't say, I want to start learning for 7.5 years. Say, I want to do this mesechta. Right? One at a time. I want to do tomorrow shir. One shir. To start a major. Again, little by little. Halavai, we should finish. More realistic goals. We can easily, even if it's easy, we'll feel good. We'll go to the next step. Even if they will, oh, come on, that's for me? Right, Chumash and Rashi, every week, come on, what kind of goal is that? Is somebody not doing it? Chumash and Rashi. Do the first three aliyahs. You never done it? Three aliyahs a week. Whatever, just pick something. Pick something realistic. Right? The Ekev HaMishpatim HaElef. Ekev, those mitzvahs, the little things. Pick little things. And in that way, one can really accomplish a lot. And he says on the left side now, he says, sometimes we pick shofar, sukkah, dalet minim, ner chanukah, these mitzvahs that come every once in a while. Those are major. What about mitzvahs that are kal, tefillah, talmud Torah, tzedakah, chesed? We don't always look around. We don't always look around. So we have to make sure that we recognize even little things. And then he says something beautiful. He quotes this, I'm not sure if the source is from Rav Pam, he quotes this Rav Pam at the end, but it's such a fascinating ha'ara that we all know, but do we ever think about it? When do we lay the longest parsha of the year, and when do we lay the shortest parsha of the year? So we know the longest parsha of the year is Shavuos time, but usually right after Shavuos. Once in a while, right before Shavuos, sometimes the difference between Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael, depending on Pesach was, but Naso, let's say, is right around Shavuos time. So that, you would think, okay, that fits. Kabbalah HaTorah. So the biggest parsha, 176, the biggest parsha is Naso, okay, Shavuos, amazing. And what's the shortest parsha? Shabbos Shuvah. Shabbos Shuvah is the shortest parsha. Isn't that funny? What do we say? Shuva, Hashem, we want to be close to you. 30 psukim. Maybe 40, maybe 80 psukim. Okay, put them together. It's still tiny. So what's the message? There's nothing b'mikre on the Jewish calendar. Okay, the biggest, it's got to be somewhere. Okay, but dafka the shortest. Dafka the shortest is always Shabbos Shuva. It's never a long parsha, Shabbos Shuva. Even Ha'azino is not so long. So he quotes from Rav Pam, he says, baby steps. Baby steps. That's what Shuva is about. Shuva and growth, it's like, let me do Nitzavim Memayelach. Don't give me Kisavo. Don't try Kisavo or Vayera or some of the larger parshias. There'll be time for those. There'll be time for those. That's the message. Part of it is the Chidushi Arim or Rapam. I'm not sure. On the bottom right, he quotes from Chidushi Arim. Gama Medrash Vazor HaKadosh. Bavarsh is not so. The Midrashim and Nasor are so long. Vatam Shebechag HaShvuish and Ninulanu HaTorah. Hechraznu V'he'anu L'fnei Hashem. Shana wrote some of Kabbalah HaTorah. Kabbalah HaTorah. In the middle of the source number 7. Ukedei L'chazek U'lekayim Achraz Azu. Vishabish Achra Chag HaShvuish. Right afterwards. Baschilim in Maparsha Medrash. The longest. Amazing. L'umas Kozeh. Vishabish Shuvah Ben Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. On a Karmas Akriya, Hachik Sara Mikol Shabsos Hashana. Shortest one. Yei Shabbos Yei Shabbos Kippurim Chag HaSukkos. The shortest one, right? This year it's Yom Kippur is on a Shabbos. Ve'ein Shabbos Bein Yom Kippurim Chag HaSukkos. Well, it continues, but it's always around that time. And what's the Haftorah? All he adds, it's from a couple of the Treyasar, the smallest books. But the Gemara even says you can't print them separately because they'll get lost. That's where the Haftorah comes from. Hosea and Yoel. The shortest books, that's where we get the Haftorah from. Right? And the shortest Parsha. Why is it? It's on the left side now. Imre Cohen, Hevi B'Shem Rav Pam. Shatam Bazeh, Hu Laho Rislanu, Asaderach Yelchuba. Vesamaisa Sher Yasuk Di Latzliach. You want to have Atzlacha? Ein Lanu Lahaskal Imataras Gedolos. Shekash Lasigam. Don't try huge projects. V'lokeach Harbi Zman Lasaimam. Ulai Atzliach Lakaimam Ulai Kashel. Start small. Svar baktanim ba mitzvah zakalos. Shomandash bakeva. Right? Akev. Mitzvah zakalos. And that way you can be successful. And one more. Again, what was his whole vart? Number one, always finish. Don't start and not finishing. How do you do that? By coming up with realistic projects. Coming up with realistic plans. And that's the shortest parsha. And one more connected to this. The Ketores on Yom Kippur. Right? The Ketores on Yom Kippur is not the normal grounded up. You have to do the Ketores, you have to grind up the Ketores numerous times every day. But Yom Kippur, daka menadaka. Tiny pieces. Daka menadaka. Taner Rabbani, he quotes the Gemara in Yuma. Daka matamalomar. But the Kfar Nehmer, v'shechakta mimena, hadek. You know you have to crush it. Ela lahavi daka menadaka. Klomar, sheviktores shokal hashana. Viktores the whole year, mishtam shim dafka, masamim shim dakim. Okay, they're small. Ketores shim kippurim, it has to be tiny. Why is that? Again, Yom Kippur, you want to make decisions, you want to grow, start small. A little powder. Don't just focus on the big things. Right, the prati pratim, the little things that we don't focus on. We leave them, we don't focus. Only through small steps one can be successful. Okay, and he quotes for other sources, but this is his message. Okay, moving right along. Paraches Pasuk Yud Zayin. Again, one of the more chizuk, screaming out psukim in the parsha. Paraches, what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu tell us? V'yadatim l'vavecha, k'asher yasar ishbeno, Hashem gives you yisurin, like a father loves a son. V'sharad es biz Hashem l'kecha, l'oleches bidrach l'iroso. Eretz Yisrael is a focus here. And then we have, in Paraches Pasuk Yud Zayin, Yud Zayin, V'yamarta bilvavecha kochi bosim yadi asali asachayil hazeh. You'll say in your heart, kochi bosim yadi, it's my strength. It's me, asali asachayil hazeh. It's me, v'zacharta zashav alakecha. Remember Hashem, ki hu anosein, it's not you, it's him. Hu anosein l'cha koch lasos chaya. So it's interesting, if you look in the Ramban, source number 9 starts off with the Ramban. We could start off with actually the question, and that is the Amarta. It doesn't even say pen tomar. Maybe you'll say the Amarta, and you will say, as if it's a vadai. It's a vadai, we're going to say this. Kochi va'otzem yadi. Says the Ramban. Im tachshov kochi va'otzem yadi ilasali yasachar lazeh. Tizkor Hashem sho'otzi oschami Mitzrayim. Remember, Hashem is the one that took you out of Mitzrayim. He's the one. V'lo yaya lecha sham koach va'otzem yad klal. He didn't have any schuyos. He didn't have any strength. V'tizkor od ki bamidbar asher ein lakel yadecha. Hashem did everything for you. He gave you shoes. He gave you food. He gave you clothing. Just like then, it was obvious that He gave it to you. So too today. So explains the Saba from Kelm. He quotes here in the Sefer Lasani B'Sanugim. He quotes, says, yeah, because that's human nature. It's human nature to take credit. And we have to know that. You know, we could work on minimizing it. Minimizing on the credit that we take. To take no credit will be like impossible. Because we feel it's the balance of self-confidence, self-worth. Are there some Gdoli Olam who neutralized it totally? Yeah, we have our Shlomo Zalmans and we have our Moshes. But the no kochi va'otzem yadi. But it's teva ha'adam u'mitziyuso. So we just have to realize that. And if we recognize and realize that, so then that itself is the first way to conquer. Omeyaten, he quotes on line 11, from Yechazkel Levenstein, B'kivan she'mushrash kein b'teva ha'adam, because it's part of us, drusha milchama kasha, k'dei l'shanos es ha'teva mut v'libo. It's a war. It's a battle. It's a battle to be able to conquer the feelings of it's me. Okay, we can feel good about what we do and what we accomplish. But we need to recognize it's all a matana. All the kochos that we have are gifts. And they're, just like we appoint somebody to do a shlichus for us. We give them what they need. So Hashem gave us what we need to do the shlichus. And, we have to know that, whether it's in terms of parnasa, whether it's in terms of refuah, whatever it is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. And he quotes at the end from the Chovas HaLevavos, Kimo b'inyane chayim v'mavis. When it comes to life and death, margish kol echad she'in adavar tali b'kocho u'b'ma'amatzav el akol tali b'ratzon Hashem. When it comes to life and death, generally, we recognize that we're not in charge. Right? The greatest mystery of life is death. The greatest mystery, somebody's here yesterday and gone, and we don't make these decisions. We make these decisions. Over the past 2 years, my parents both... We're nifter, so we don't decide when or how, but it's easy to see that Hashem is in charge of life and death. That's not. So the Chovas HaLevavos says that should just be a siman for everything else in life. We have to do our ishtavos, and we have to do our ishtavos in refuah to stay alive as much as we can. We have to do our ishtavos to do what we can to succeed, but ultimately to recognize that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's koach et otzem yadav. Kemo bin yoni chayim v'mavis, margish kol echad, she'ena davar tali b'kocho, u'b'ma matzav, ela kol tali b'ratzon Hashem, kein chayiv lahamin. Also, he has to believe, she'kol in yoni olam hazeh, ein advarim tuluyim klal b'kocho v'otzim yado. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to do it, but we have to take his kochos, and if we have money to give to tzedakah, it's from him. Whatever we have is a gift that we have to do what we can to share. Okay. Moving right along to the next parak. Again, Akef has a lot here. Let's go to Agra. We're getting from all worlds tonight. All worlds. We'll get to some Rishonim also. There's Agra. Parak Tes, Pasuk Yutes. Tes Yutes. Again, Moshe Rabbeinu is reviewing the Egel, the tragic story of the Egel. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, I went up the mountain, I came down the mountain, I grabbed the two luchos, and I broke them. And I broke them in front of your eyes. Pasuk Yudches. Vo'es na'pal avnei Hashem karishona arboam yom arboam laila. I broke the luchos and then I davened. I davened 40 days, 40 nights. Lechem lo achalti mayim lo shasisi. I didn't eat, I didn't drink. Al kol chataschem asher chatasim for the sin. Right, remember, three sets of 40 days. 40 days, bring down the first luchos, break them. Second set to get forgiveness. Third set to bring down the second luchos. But Hashem was angry. Ki yagorti mipnei ha'af v'hachema. I was scared, says Moshe Rabbeinu. I was nervous. Hashem said, I'm going to destroy Bnei Yisrael and just bring a nation out of you. No, I don't want that. Ki yagorti mipnei ha'af v'hachema asher katzav Hashem alokeichem lashminaschem. Hashem wanted to destroy you. Vayishma Hashem alokai gamba pamahi baruch Hashem. Hashem listened. Vayishma Hashem elai, Hashem listened when I davened. I was scared. So there is a Gemara in Bava Basra. Those doing Daf Yomi, a few weeks ago. Says the Gemara Amar Balazar. Source number 10. Gadol ha'oset staka b'seiser yosemi Moshe Rabbeinu. If somebody does staka, gives charity with their money, with their time, in private, he's greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. De'ilu Moshe Rabbeinu, by Moshe Rabbeinu it says in this pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu was scared. Yagarti mipnei ha'af v'hachema, and the pasuk says elsewhere, v'ilu bitstaka k'siv, in Mishlei I think, matan b'seiser yichpa'af. If you give in private, it covers anger. So you see, Moshe Rabbeinu was scared of af, but if you give b'seiser, you cover af. So you're even greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. What does that mean? Right, you can't be greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, you can't be greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. In terms of Nevuah, that's an animamin, but there must be something deeper here. So says the Gra. Pirish. Ki ba'eis hazos asher misnayeg Hashem imanu behelim ubehester. At this time, in this time period, says the Gra, 300 years ago, Kal v'chomer, in our generation. Right, at this time where Hashem seems to be hidden. V'yafal pike nimsoim harbe sho'osim staka. And yet there are people who serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the hester panim. Hagam shelo yiru scharim tekef emuyad. Even though we don't see the schar right away, there's a lot of hester upon him. Al karcha cheish hazeh gadol ma'od me'elu achasid v'atmimim shalib zah Moshe Rabbeinu. We serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu behester upon him. Greater than serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu begili upon him. Gadol ha'os et staka b'seiser. Greater is somebody who does staka b'seiser. What does that mean? At a time of hester upon him. Be'esha ha'ola misnai b'seiser. Al derech seiser v'shalila. It's hidden. Gadol ha'ish hazeh yoser me'elu shahayu b'zman Moshe Rabbeinu. Greater from those. Why? Tilu b'zman oksiv. During Moshe Rabbeinu it says, I was scared m'pnei af ha'chema. Imchata ish v'lo asato v'avar alasi v'shem yisbarach. Well, what happened? Boom! Lightning! Right, boom, tsara'as. It would be clearer. So it's not a pella. It's not a pella if I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, in that type of reality. Imasu asikas Hashem, b'shamres b'tzvosav, ki mechrachem ayol hazeh. Amnam, line 15, ke'es b'zman ha'galus, where we see this, tarti fanai mehem, we see throughout the world, starting in Israel, throughout the whole world seems to be against us. Hashkachas Hashem aleinu, v'ashpa'asa rak al derech nistar, it's all nistar, we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we see wicked Rishayim succeeding, and hashkach al yonaka v'yachob derech hester, we serve Hashem now, that's greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. What does it mean, greater than serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu? And that's the pasuk. Ki agarti mipnei ha'af. Moshe Rabbeinu was scared, but in the days of Gilui, okay, there's what to be scared about. But if somebody can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu without seeing, right, that's emunah. And that's what we have to try to do, even at times of Hester Pun. Okay, the last two thoughts for this year have to do with tefillah. Have to do with tefillah. You know, we have at the end of Akev, last week we had Shema, and this week we have Vahayim Shemoa, and we have a pasuk here also, Ula Avdo Bechol Lavavchem. Serve Hashem in your heart, Rashi, Avoda Shehi Belev, Vizuhi Tfila, Shatfila Kruya Avoda. Tfila is called service, Avoda Shenemar, pasuk in Daniel, Elakachti An Palach Le Betadira, Vchish Pulchan Bebavel, El Al Shahayim Espalel, Shnemer Vakavam Sichon Le, the windows, Vchim Bedavro Omer Tikon Tfilasi, Ktores Lefanecha. Tfila. Two thoughts, one from a Rishon and one from an Achron. One from a Rishon, Rabbeinu Bachai. We have to read this Rabbeinu Bachai and we have to absorb it and believe it in the power of Tfila. Darshu Chazal, Rabbeinu Bachai tells us, Ezeo Avodah Shebalev, Zui Tfila. Fine. And he quotes the Rashi. Good. V'tzorach HaToladas. Line 5. Says Rabbeinu Bachai, you have to know. Ki koach HaTfila Gadol. Tfila has the power to do at least three things. Afilu L'shanos HaTeva, Ulehinatzel Menasakana, Ulevatel HaNigzar. It could change nature. It could save from danger. And it could nullify decrees. All three of those. The Koach HaTfila. L'shanos HaTeva MiYitzchak. Shini Teva is from Yitzchak. And the other Avos and the Himos. Yitzchak Davan V'yeti Yitzchak L'shan L'nochach Ishto. Chazal tell us. Mipnei Manis Akar HaImahos. Why were the Imahos barren? Mipnei Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mis'av L'tfasun Shal Tzadikim. They were barren. Chazal tell us they didn't have a uterus. The Imahos didn't have a uterus. How did they have a baby? They didn't have a uterus. Through the tefillas. And in the footnotes it said, I didn't give it to you. The Pasuk says, Yitzchak Davind, so because his wife was barren. Usually you have the Siba before the Mesovev. You have the reason before the result. So it should have said, his wife was barren, so he Davind. No, it says, Yitzchak Davind, because his wife was barren. It was the tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desired. Bi'eru lanu bakan ki lo boha akras li'imos ela mipnei tefillah. Ukshispalu bazeh nishtana behem ateva, teva was changed. Shinu yateva is from the avos and the imos. Number two, linatzel min sakana, right? The psukim in Tehillim that talk about, you're in a dangerous place, daven, you'll be saved. Yerde hayam ba'aniyos, vayomar vayamid ruach sarav, tromim galav, yalu shamayim yer, right? It's the pasuk, that's the source for the dalet shetzrichim lahodos. Vayitzachu al Hashem batzar lohem, v'ksib basrei, yakum sarav ledvama, the storm calms down. V'yechshu galayim. Umikan, tfila magina la sakana. Tfila could change nature. Tfila can prevent danger, levatel hanigzar, and finally the third, to nullify decrees. We know that from Brachas Davud. Brachas Davud, Chizkiyo HaMelech. Remember, Chizkiyo is on his deathbed. He calls Yeshayo. Yeshayo says, what are you doing? It's already nigzar. Ready nigzar. He says, no. Kalei nebu aschavetzei. Ready, calls it Ben Amot. He says, don't, afilu cheref chudach achad munachat al tzvaro shel adam. Even if the sword's on your neck, don't stop davening. That's the Misora that Chizkiyo said, I have. Mechizkiyo, Shehosef HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chamesh Esri Sane. What happened? He got 15 more years on his life. Bekoach HaTfila. Shnemer Shamati Es Tfilascha, Reisi Es Demascha, Yosef Al Yamecha, Chamesh Esrei Shanim. I'm going to add on. Afilu Mashe Gozer Hashem Yis... Hashem was already Gozer. Tfila could change the Gzera. Ef Shalol Es Pata Bekoach HaTfila, Shekin Omer Lo Chizkiyo L'Sheyeo Ben Amotz, Kalir Voschavetzei V'chulu. Again, it doesn't always mean that we get the answer that we're looking for, but the Tfila has that power. Tfila has that power. Hodienu Bakansha Tfila Lamala Min HaNevua. Wow. Nevua can say something, but as the Rambam says, if Nevua says something negative, Tfila, it could change L'tov. That doesn't prove a Navi Sheker. If a Navi says something bad, is going to happen. Because it could change based on Tfila. And also, he says, you have to know, says Rabbeinu Bachai, the words that we have were written by the Nevi'im. They were written by the experts. You know, if you have a professional anything and they tell you how to do something, I don't know, a professional basketball player, and do this and you become the best basketball player. I'm okay, I don't have to do that. I'll do it my own way. No, they're telling you the secret. Right, the best carpenter in the world tells you to build something this way. Well, you're not going to listen. The greatest Nevi, the Nevi'im, Chagas, Chaim Malachi, they created these words with Tfila. If you say these words, it's superpower. And add in your own, you know, at different times. We have to recognize that. There's magic. Spiritual magic in these words. He quotes, based on the Rambam, I gave you the Rambam in Hilchos Tfila, that Chazal enacted the Tfilos. Tiknu osa b'kavana gedola v'ashkacha yisera b'mashi musudera shalosh brachas ha-shevach lefnei ha-tfila. The three, and the three, and then the 12 in the middle, and everything is misukan, numbers, symbolism. I didn't give you the second half, where he talks about Kabbalah, about the numbers of the brachas, but every single bracha, every single word of Tfila has tremendous power. So we have to remember, tefillah, maybe we could put this, we could even write this in our siddur. Put a little card in your siddur that says, tefillah is l'shanos sateva, levatel anigzar, l'hatzol manasakana. That's what tefillah could do, says Rabbeinu Bachai. And one other element to tefillah says the Noda B'Yehuda in one of his drushes. Source number 13. Says the Noda B'Yehuda, tefillah. And he has a little drush here. Amura tefillah hinei ha'ikar bazehu k'tushas ha'makom, the shul. How crucial it is to daven in a shul. How crucial it is. He says on the top left, if somebody davens in shul, even if he doesn't have proper kavana, and his mind wanders, but tefillah we know is b'makam karban. V'nikris avu avodah, it's like avodah dugmas karban. V'yimkin achar kavanas halev heima dvarim. What happens if you have a problem in a karban? There are different types of problems in karbanos, right? Some problems are like even if you bring it, it's puzzle. Im alu yerdu. And some are im alu lo yerdu. If you put it on the mizbeach, im alu, you know, okay, b'di'eved, it'll work. How do you know? So it's called psulo bakodesh. If lo haya psulo bakodesh, let's say this animal was ne'evad as an ovid, ne'evad for avodah zarah before it came into the Beis HaMikdash. That's called lo haya psulo bakodesh. So that's puzzle. Im alu yered. That had a problem beforehand. Psulo lo haya psulo. But if psulo bakodesh, if it got a problem in the Beis HaMikdash, then once it went up, it's okay. Im alu lo yerdu. If it goes up, it can still count. So says another Yehuda, unbelievable. Our tefillah is like keneged karban. So does it work if there's a problem? It depends. Was there psulo bakodesh? If we're bakodesh, if we're in the Beis HaKnesses, which is bakodesh, then im alu lo yerdu. Then it'll count. It'll count even if we had a problem with it. Im alu lo yerdu. It's okay. If we didn't make it to the shul. Lohay Epsula Bakodesh im alu, you know, it's not going to work. And it gives a mashal about a king. If a king gets presents from all of his subjects, he's happy even if some of them were forced to give it, some of them didn't want to give it. But if you say, king, if you want your present, you can come to me. And then he's not going to like that. He's not going to like that. And that's what we have to recognize. It's our haven. It's our ir miklat. There's so much there that we could gain. We have to remember minyan and Beis HaKnesses. And the power of tefillah, right? Something that we spend so much time trying to improve in our learning and adding shiurim and any siddurim and chavrusas, but we spend little time trying to improve our tefillah. We spend little time. We just rush through and we have to try to do what we can. Tefillah doesn't only mean tefillah. Tefillah means brachas. Tefillah means, so whenever we talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we have to do our best. We have to do our best to conquer this amud, all three, Torah, Avod, and Gemilas Chesed, Mel Hashem, with that, Bizoche, to fulfill the rest of this month of Av, when we're close to our Father, Av, as we get our motors running, as we head towards the month of Elul. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue.